14 minutes away from 9 a.m., and it is time to talk food. And one of our favorite things is talking about the meat of the week. Rod joining us right now from Blue Star Meats. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Got quite the beard going on there, Mr. Duck Dynasty.
It's that time of year.
It is. Cold weather just demands that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Kind of every year, this is kind of my look.
This is kind of your thing.
Yeah.
I knew that about you. I'll have to take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Oh, that's fine.
So let's talk about the meat of the week here as we head into a brand new year. Happy New Year to you, by the way.
You too.
Hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a great start to the year.
Yeah, so far so good.
Everybody getting into Blue Star okay? I know the roads have been a little slippery all over the Lakeshore area. And,
yeah, it's still been busy, and the deer have still been busy. It's just kind of, it just doesn't stop. It certainly will here shortly because people couldn't shoot deer past the first of the year. So
yep. They got to process them here pretty quick, I would imagine.
Well, we're processing. We're right caught up, but we got a lot of the value-added stuff, the salamis and the sausage and the jerkies and snack sticks and breakfast sausage.
So it'll take you probably into, what, mid-January, something like that?
Yeah, about 2 weeks yet.
Okay.
Then we should have everything wrapped up.
All right. Well, the big holiday meals are behind us now. The extra turkey's been eaten. The meatballs from New Year's Eve are pretty much gone. What do we do now as we head into some really cold winter weather? What's some good ideas for different kinds of meats?
Well, my staff and I gave it some thought, and January is traditionally a little bit slower of a month, I think, just because everybody spent a lot of money on the holidays, and they're just kind of winding down. And of course, being out in -8 degree weather doesn't appeal to too many people.
You know, some people love this weather, though.
Yeah. I'm a fisherman.
It doesn't bother me. Oh. I'm glad to. I love the old-fashioned winters, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, you feel bad for people with the high heating bills and have a tough time paying those. You really feel bad for that. But as far as winter activities like skiing and snowboarding and snowmobiling, they're loving this.
Yeah, yep, so far. So.
Have you been out ice fishing yet?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we've been searching for them. We've definitely accomplished the definition of fishing and not catching. So
you've been able to make the hole in the ice and get the line down there, but really nothing much biting yet, huh?
Man, not a lot, a little bit, but we're trying some new spots this year, so it's always a hunt for a while.
I'll bet. Well, what do you bring with you? What kind of meat do you bring with you to munch on?
Oh, man, jerky, a couple times, bring a thermos full of the cream turkey.
Oh, nice.
Throw a couple buns in the backpack, and oh, man.
Well, in your brand new your new building there on the Blue Star Highway, you've got a lot of coolers now that you didn't have before and a lot more room, so people can find a lot of these things to take with them if they're going out doing activities. If they want to make a nice meal at home, they can come by and see you, right?
Oh, yeah. The heat and eat products are always really popular, especially this time of year with a lot of sports going on. You know, you got swimming, diving, girls' basketball. I don't know all of them. But
there's many of them.
You know, it's just busy, 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 particularly during the school year. And they're really good products that are basically home-cooked meals in a bag.
That's really a big time saver for people. Yeah.
All I'm doing is taking out all the hard work and the dirty dishes. You know,
that's so all you're doing. That's a big part of it.
You know, it's still a good pot roast, you know, good, you know, whole turkey, local turkeys from West Michigan turkey growers. And we roast them, you know, we cream the ones. That is a great quick meal, is that cream turkey on a bun. But so,
and this is all ready to go, just heat and eat type of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, just heat and eat. It's in a boil bag. Can't get any easier. And the roast pork and roast beef and barbecue pork and taco meats and chicken taco meats and ground beef taco meats.
Wow, big variety.
So it's a little bit of everything.
And you're adding some new products all the time, aren't you? Kind of new things.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be focusing on. And we're going to run a fantastic special in January to kind of draw people in, hopefully. With the additional space, it's a learning curve for us, and trying to decide, you know, what customers are looking for and kind of building on that. And we're constantly trying to find new products to put on the shelf and, you know, stuff that's a little unique that just isn't available everywhere. And So we're running a special the whole month of January for a really nice ground beef product for $2.75 a pound.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's we cut whole carcass beef, so you know it's parts of everything. You know, most people think of ground chuck as being ground chuck. Well, it's not necessarily ground chuck. It's just the definition of the percentage of fat.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, it's going to be an 80-20, you know, roughly, but it's going to be round and, you know, beef round, and it will be a little bit of chuck meat and steak trim, and so it's going to be a really nice ground beef, and we just want to put that out there for the winter, not for the winter, I'm sure winter will go into February, but it'll be the whole month of January we're going to do it, so... Spread the word.
Absolutely. Tell us again, what is the special in case somebody missed it?
It's ground beef. It's going to be packaged in 1-pound packages.
All right.
It's going to be a combination of beef round, you know, and other really nice trims, often, you know, steak trim and some chuck. And so it's going to be a great ground beef. It's $2.75 a pound. Normally when we run a special like that, we do minimums.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do no minimums in the month of January. So if you literally wanted to buy 1-pound package, that's fine. We will have quite a bit of it that we'll put up into 10-pound boxes.
People that want larger quantities.
Yeah, it makes it a little quicker and it, you know, my shelf, I don't want to be refilling my shelf every 10 minutes.
I hear you.
So,
that's a great deal. And you know it's good quality meat, too, from Blue Star.
Yeah, it's a great product. Actually, the guys are working on it right now as we speak. We don't even have any of it put up yet, so don't rush right in. But
by the weekend, though,
give us a couple hours.
All right. Let's say by noontime. How about that?
Yeah, they're literally working on breaking the beef right now as we speak. We'll be getting that ground this morning and start to put up the packages and, you know, hopefully it's a great success, you know, and hopefully the listeners will spread the word a little bit, and we really just want to draw a lot of people in there in January just to kind of see what we're doing. And I enjoy the feedback from people. You know, we've had people say, oh, you ought to look at doing this,
you know.
And so we've taken a lot of that in consideration. Some of it we've implemented. Some of it really doesn't fit.
You can learn a lot from your customers, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You really can, yeah.
You know, and again, we're trying to keep everything, you know, real local as much as we can. Unfortunately, sometimes that's not possible.
Sure.
But
at least you're attempting to, and most of it is local, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So tell everybody where you're located in case they don't know, Rod.
We are located 2 miles south of the Tulip City Airport. At 4040 Blue Star Highway. We're only about 4 miles kind of northeast of Saugatuck Douglas area, and you can always contact us by phone at 616-392-4291. Also, there's always a website, bluestarmeat.com or bluestarcatering.com, and that is going to be under redesign, so if you do happen to go there and you get some really weird message, don't worry about it. I'm going to be doing some construction on my website. So
get out the bulldozer and the jackhammer and get that thing redone, right?
Well, I got the Gorilla, you know, that the Gorilla's going real well. We've sold some of those for Christmas presents and stuff.
Oh, really? Good for you. I love that Gorilla. We saw those in the fall when we were out there.
Yeah, you got to try one.
I got
the demo unit. All you got to do is pick it up.
I'm doing it. You talked me into it. I'm coming to get it.
Yep. Well, you've got to schedule it, though. It's got.
Paul's already in the car down the road.
It's got some. It does have some weekends that it's going to be gone. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
But so we're doing some redesign on the website, and you can also Facebook us. You know, that's been pretty popular.
I bet it has.
So,
all right, Rod. Well, thank you very much. And the catering, like you said, is going well. That's good. People have late parties. A lot of people don't do Christmas parties over Christmas. They like to push them back into January and even early February, and I'm sure you can handle that as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, yep. And, you know, a lot of the smaller parties, people are getting the boil bag stuff. It's extremely economical, you know, for groups of 20, 30, 40 people to do an entree meat for, you know, really around 90 cents to a dollar a person. You can accomplish that.
So. Really? That's very inexpensive.
Yep.
It's good stuff. All right, Rod, thank you very much. And come on back next week and join us, all right?
All right. Have a good day, Brent.
You bet. Thank you very much. It is Meat of the Week brought to you by Blue Star Meats right here on 1450 WHTC. And Ron will be back next Friday right here on Holland's Hometown Station.